Kai opened his mind to the Force, calmly content in his thoughts, so that Abeloth would sense him immediately and know the gist of his intentions. She was, of course, ensconced in ship once more, cradled in its strange embrace while she healed. He felt her mental touch immediately upon entering his quarters, even before he heard her voice over the comm. It was, as before, strangely slurred.
"You wish to know my plans?"
"As much as you care to share with me, that I may best serve you."
He felt tired humor from her.
"So, you are firmly on my side now, are you not?"
"You know I am. Any bridges that I once had are surely well and truly burned."
"Good. You will not be a lord of the Lost Tribe, Gavar Kai. You will be something greater. Something infinitely more important. I need someone by my side I can trust."
"I would be that being, mistress."
"Your ambition pleases me. See that your wisdom is as true. And there is nothing we cannot accomplish."
"The Lost Tribe thought too small," Kai said. "I can see that now."
It wasn't the complete truth, but it was true enough so that he could believe the words as he spoke them.
"You are far greater than anything Lord Vol could become. And I am not a fool to blindly follow a leader simply because I have always done so."
"You are right in your expanding vision. And you are smarter than Talon. You see without having to be altered."
Despite himself, Kai shuddered.
"My path, I am not sure. It is possible that your daughter has revealed the location of Kesh to the Skywalkers by now."
Kai shifted uneasily.
"I still do not believe my daughter is a traitor," he said.
"Be that as it may, it is possible,"
Abeloth said, a touch sternly.
"Do not attempt to lie to me and deny that."
"I cannot," Kai said simply.
"And having allied with the Skywalkers before, the Lost Tribe, with so-called Grand Lord Vol smarting from his defeat, might attempt to do so again. We must not allow ourselves to be traced. I need time to recover and to decide the next course of action. Lead them on a merry chase, Gavar Kai."
"I shall do so," he said.
He thought about how such an order would be received. Tola Annax would enjoy it, at least. Despite her eccentricities, there was a sense of play about her. Annax would be amused at the thought of leading a Sith fleet to random places simply on a whim, if only so she could occupy herself with pondering what might happen and how best to counteract anything negative. Amusement was a good thing for morale, he thought. Soon enough, Abeloth would recover. Kai took a breath to speak, then paused.
"What is it?"
"If I may be so bold, what are your plans concerning the Jedi Queen?" he asked. "Might not that be our next step? Our initial attempt to assassinate Tenel Ka did not meet with success, this is true. But we are closer than we have been at establishing the true identity of this female. Perhaps we could continue to..."
"No."
It was a flat, firm, almost sullen response, and brooked no argument.
"That pursuit is of the past. That was Sarasu Talon's fantasy and fear, and it need not concern us now."